I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico's second congressional district race is a rematch of 2018, when Democratic Representative Xochitl Torres-Small defeated Republican Yvette Harrell by fewer than 4,000 mostly absentee votes. This year, once again, the Southern District could see a close race, with absentee ballots playing an important role. KUNM's Nash Jones caught up with the candidates earlier today to discuss lessons learned from 2018 and how they're feeling the second time around.
On the last day of a long election season, both U.S. House candidates were in good spirits.
I'm feeling energized by all the New Mexicans who have gotten involved directly in our democracy. That is still ongoing today, getting all across the district and seeing lines for people waiting to vote.
That was Representative Torres-Small. We caught up while she was on the road.
I've been to Anthony and Sunland Park, working to make sure that people who requested an absentee ballot know that they can bring it to a polling location. They don't have to wait in line. And that's really important because there still are quite a few ballots out there that have not been returned.
Her challenger, Yvette Harrell, was also on the move. When we spoke, she was in Las Cruces.
One of the areas of the district that we want to perform well in, and then I'll be going back over to Alamogordo.
She said she was excited that Election Day and her rematch with Torres-Small was finally here.
We've worked very hard the last number of months, of course, and, you know, it's kind of a hurry-up-and-wait thing right now.
An Albuquerque Journal poll last week showed Harrell leading Torres-Small by just 2 percentage points, so they may have to wait a bit longer than candidates in other races to find out which of them will prevail. Here's Torres-Small.
I know it's going to be exceptionally close, potentially even closer than it was last time. And that's why I'm working hard now to make sure that people take that time to go vote and then make sure that those voices are really heard.
Potentially adding to the wait time is the record number of absentee ballots cast during early voting, with even more being dropped off or delivered by mail today. And while the absentee voter turnout this year is unprecedented, a tight race decided by ballots tallied after election night is not. 2 years ago, Torres-Small trailed Harrell on election night, but pulled ahead after more than 8,000 absentee ballots in Doña Ana County were tallied the next day. Harrell's campaign went on to allege possible fraud and inspect the ballots, but in the end did not challenge the results. Harrell says her campaign brought a lot of lessons from 2018 into this year's rematch.
You know, it was kind of eyes wide open, and we have really worked hard not only to educate voters, poll watchers, challengers, but also a more intricate internal watch, if you will, in terms of the number of absentee ballots requested, the ones returned. We just keep praying about it, and obviously we want the results to be a little different than they were 2 years ago.
After the 2018 election, Harrell's attorney wrote in a letter to the Secretary of State that absentee ballots are, quote, uniquely susceptible to irregularities, both mistakes and fraud, unquote. President Trump, who endorsed Harrell, has made repeated false and misleading statements about mail-in voting being ripe for fraud. Still, Harrell says she trusts absentee ballots.
Well, I have to some degree, just because it is part of the voting process. However, you know, there's always concern if the ballots are going to have all the required information that's in state statute, the name, address, signature, last 4 digits of the Social Security number.
She says the work of county clerks and poll challengers, as well as increased awareness of the requirements among voters, helps her feel more confident the ballots will be valid.
Overall, you know, I've got to trust in the voter and trust in the process.
Trump has also criticized vote counting after Election Day, describing it to reporters on Sunday as a, quote, terrible thing, according to NPR, though it's completely normal. Torres-Small says she's proud that her district took the necessary time to get the count right 2 years ago and that it's just part of how our elections work.
It will take the time that it will take to tabulate the results so that we can make sure of the integrity of our democracy. And it's important that we all respect that.
Harrell says not finishing the count tonight is understandable because of the record turnout.
But I am just no different than any other voter. You want to kind of know the results of these races the day of. But, you know, I think most of the clerks around the state are doing a great job and trying to get those tabulated right away.
Regardless of who wins or when we find out, the next representative of New Mexico's Southern Congressional District will make history, joining congresswomen from the Central and Northern districts to make up the largest ever all-woman delegation to the U.S. House of Representatives. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.
You can cast your vote in person or drop off your absentee ballot until 7 p.m. tonight. If you're in line at closing time, they must allow you to vote. Find out more at KUNM.org.